There's room for 600, and it's getting very full.
Composer of the Week. Weekdays at noon and at 6:30 on BBC Radio 3.
This is BBC Radio 3. It's 11 o'clock and time now for Late Junction. And tonight marks the welcome return to the programme after a year's break of presenter Verity Sharp.
Tai que somas me ando foro da 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 tu que gadoro da 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 Ай, румне канако до туё прелеса, палако ди мори ромни явелса. Ай, румне канако до туё прелеса, палако ди мори ромни явелса. Numa preto tem quintina Ai, tinixe, só quer te antumanta Dia de amon, quer sucar e a quenta Ai, tinixe, só quer te antumanta Dia de amon, quer sucar e a quenta
There's the wonderfully wild sound of a group called Czaci Wobach. They're a group of musicians from Poland and the Ukraine, led by the fiddle player and singer Maria Natanson. who's described as one of the country's young rising stars. They like to indulge in all those great gypsy tunes which have journeyed for generations around the Balkans, but I bet that one was designed for wedding celebrations, really quite euphoric. Welcome to Late Junction. I'm Verity Sharp, delighted to be back in the Late Junction presenting chair once more. And just staying in the Balkans, here is what I think might be known as a mountain shaking song. It's very short, it comes from Bosnia, but it's performed here by a group from Serbia who are called the Svetlana Spejic Group. And the title translates as Jola fell asleep, so presumably this song is designed to wake him up again. Well, that's a Sami singer and choreographer called Ulla Stinnerboom and a track called The Godness of the Bear. Well, a nice note from Leo Records about this next artist. This is the jazz pianist Michel Vinch, who they say has installed an illegal distillery in his back garden, where he works as an assiduous alchemist, combining all kinds of sounds together until his pianos have been turned into something that more resembles a percussion orchestra than a piano. He calls this piece Les Molis.
A mother came while stars were paling, wailing round a lonely spring. And though she cried whilst tears were falling, calling on the fairy king. Why with spell my child caressing, courting him with fairy joy? Why destroy a mother's blessing? And wherefore steal my baby boy? Oh, the mountains through the wild wood where his childhood loved to play, where the flowers are freshly springing, there I wandered day by day. There I wander, growing fonder of the child that made my joy on the echoes, wildly calling to restore my fairy boy. But in vain my plaintive calling, tears are falling all in vain. He now sports with fairy pleasure, he's the treasure of the train. Fare thee well, my child, forever. In this world I've lost my joy, but in the next we ne'er shall sever. There I will find my angel.
So good to have another young, strong voice on the English folk scene. That is Lucy Ward, who's from Derby, and a song called The Fairy Boy, which was written in the early 19th century by the Irishman Samuel Lover. It's the track that starts Lucy Ward's debut album, which she's called Adelphi Has to Fly. It's been released by Navigator. It's not going to be in the shops until June, but I will certainly play you more on this programme before then. Now, before hearing some glorious kora playing from Mamadou Djibate, this is Leszek Moger with his take on a prelude by Chopin. Thank you. Mamadou Djibate, no wonder he won a Grammy. Wonderfully refined playing of the kora, which is the 21-stringed harp. It's an instrument which is shared by a group of West African countries, the Gambia, Senegal, Guinea-Bissau, and of course Mali, where Mamadou Djibate is from. And in fact, he wrote that piece for all his fellow countrymen to express the joy that he feels when he returns home. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3.
If all you young men were hares on the mountain, how many young girls would take guns and go hunting with a rifle, diddy, carol, diddy, rifle, ID? If the young men could sing like blackbirds and thrushes, how many young girls would go beating the bushes with a rifle, diddy, kell, diddy, rifle, ID? If all you young men were rushes a-growing, how many young girls would take scythes and go mowing with a rifle, diddy, kell, diddy, rifle, ID? If all you young men were ducks in the water, how many young girls would undress and dive after with a rifle, diddy, kell, diddy, rifle, ID? But the young men are given to frisking and fooling. I'll leave them alone and attend to my schooling with a rifle, diddy, kell, diddy, rifle, ID.
I do love that song, Sweetly Simple, Hares on the Mountain, as sung by Shirley Collins in 1958 when she made two key albums, False True Lovers and Sweet England, both of which have now been reissued on CD by Fledgling Records. And if you're fond of your banjo players, you simply have to get your hands on a copy of this. This is an album called The Holy Coming of the Storm by Cahullan Morrison and Eli West, two men rooted in the music of the American mountains, but also with the ability to create effortless songs of their own. This one is called My Lover Adorned.
South I have fled and given my all for a young lover's heart I did fall. I'm not a man, just a lowly cowhand doing what any man would do. Chills blowing in my heart, it does show. Clouds turn to aching and rain into snow. Her eyes does my likeness, her flesh does my hand. If I had my way, I would settle the sky and on up to heaven with my lover would ride. But I'm not a man, just a lonely cowhand doing what any man would do. There lies my lover adored beside her.
there's another for whom playing seems as easy as breathing, the flautist Brian Finnegan, formerly of Fluke, and more recently going solo with an album called The Ravishing Genius of Bones. It's a track called Joy, following on there from Cullen Morrison and Eli West, and they're due to come to the UK in early November. London, Chichester and Brighton are listed at the moment, and Upper Sheringham in Norfolk. How lucky is that village? But let's hope that more dates are going to be added to. Do get along to see them if you can. Now then, this is a mysterious, murky piece by Vincenzo Vasi, whose musical starting point is always the theremin. Goodness knows exactly what he's done to it here. He's slowed it down, that's for sure. And there's also talk of him using a magnetic microphone. In translation, the title describes this as an electronic exploration of the workings of the brain.
Brani na banita Thank you.
The sensuous music of Marin Marais. That's a musette played by La Belmont, following on from an Indian singer called Sundhya Sundjana. We're going to hear more from her later, but that very gentle song was one called Neelam, and it's from an album called Random Access Melody. You're listening to Late Junction with me, Verity Sharp, and the saxophone is by no means my favourite instrument. And so when I realised that Emma Reid, who must be one of my top 10 favourite fiddle players, had chosen to team up with a saxophonist for her latest album, I was a bit nervous. But if anything is to persuade me to the merits of the sax, this is surely it. This is gloriously sensitive playing from Daniel Carlson. With him and Emma joined here by Richard Wistreich, who's reciting a poem by Blake.
Voices of children are heard on the green, and laughing is heard on the hill. My heart is at rest within my breast, and everything else is still. Then come home, my children. The sun is gone down, and the dews of night arise. Come, come, leave off play, and let us away till the morning appears in the skies. No, no, let us play, for it is yet day, and we cannot go to sleep. Besides, in the sky, the little birds fly, and the hills are all covered with sheep. Well, well, go and play till the light fades away, and then go home to bed. The little ones leapt and shouted and laughed, and all the hills echoed.
Thank you.
Emma Reid, Daniel Carlson and Richard Wistreich. The album is called Inner Lyreton. And if you'd like to know the details, do have a look at the playlist, which we post on the Lake Junction page of the Radio 3 website. And you can also write to us for a playlist if you write to Lake Junction, BBC Broadcasting House, London, W1A1AA. Here is something by Scottish accordionist and maverick songwriter Inga Thompson. It's a song called John.
Off all the surfaces, they bounce into the close and round the alleys of this town. John, John, you disappeared before I got to say, put down your rum and chaser, get a pen and write them down. John, John, you fill the room with rhyme to soothe our senses, help us settle down. Get us all to drink. John, 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 John. John, 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 John. John, 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 John. Get us home before we're too anise, the ties too thin. Thank you.
Well, that's a type of percussion music from Korea called pungmul, which is all about using the power of the rhythm to summon the elements. It was originally apparently created by farmers who used to beat out those rhythms on their agricultural machines and tools and thereby persuade the heavens to open on their crops. It's a traditional piece called Drum Sinorwa from a group called Dulsori. And this more sedate music is also Korean. It's played on the gyargyeum, which is a zither. It's got 12 strings made of silk, very similar to the Japanese koto. And the performer here is Byung-kai Hwang, who is one of South Korea's leading players. And this is music for a dance among incense. Thank you. Well, that's the young Timothy Andress and a piece called Out of Shape from his album Shy and Mighty. And that following on from a track from another must-have album, Diamond Mine, which combines the talents of John Hopkins and King Creosote, a singer and songwriter from Fife. And John Hopkins, a producer who seems to have been working with everybody recently, including Brian Eno last year. 540,000 hits on King Creosote's MySpace page. That's very impressive, isn't it? But more importantly, what's his page also tells you that he's playing at the Union Chapel in London on May the 25th. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. And here are the Estonian Philharmonic Chamber Choir with Beatus Petronius by Arvo Pärt. Underland and Oversea, that's from Wild Birds and Peace Drums' latest release called Retina. And before that, you heard Beatus Petronius by Arvo Pärt. Do drop us a line for the details or have a look at the Lake Junction page of the Radio 3 website where we post the playlist, but also email us too if you've got any questions or suggestions regarding any interesting music that you'd like to share with us. The email address is late.junction@bbc.co.uk. This band is from Portugal, although their name wouldn't actually tell you as much. They're called Duskere, which seems to be a magical word which they've simply invented. They appeared on the scene about 10 years ago, inspired by the music of Galicia, northern Portugal, the Middle East and Africa, all of which I think you can pretty much hear in this track. It's the first on their latest release, which is called Ruido do Silencio.
Mm-hmm. O quarto é gostar, eu de ti sempre gostei. O nascimento até agora, sempre por ti aguardar. Oh,
trio of electronic artists who Arturo Rococo wrote a track from them called Forwardness, following on from the Portuguese band Das Carré. Two Rococo Rotes are based in Berlin. They represent perhaps the latest thing in German electronic minimalism. Just going back to the late 1960s, krautrock was all the rage then, of course, in Germany. And here are the progressive krautrock band Embryo, who were recorded in Munich in 1967, for a track here which takes inspiration from the trance music of Morocco.
Thank you.
So that's the group Embryo. Mel Waldron on the piano, Dieter Servaas on drums, Reinhard Kneiper on bass, and Christian Buschard playing the vibraphone. And that track's on a double album called Tanger, which Tricont have released to celebrate the band's 40 productive years together. Well, before I finish tonight, I did promise you another song from Sundhya Sunjana, a singer from Mumbai, who studied classical Indian singing but has since taken that and combined it with all kinds of other disciplines that she's come across in her career to date, including jazz, which is certainly apparent on this particular track. It's her take on a traditional song called Sunvara. I'm Verity Sharp. Many thanks for listening to Late Junction. Do join me again tomorrow night at 11.
Body.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. Our musical journey across Europe this morning starts in Scandinavia. That's where most of the recordings over the next 2 hours come from. One of Norway's leading string quartets, the Vertavo Quartet, fills this first hour with Beethoven. His quartet, Opus 130 in B-flat, originally had what we now know as the Große Fuge as its finale, until Beethoven was persuaded to replace that with something less taxing. You can hear the Große Fuge after this revised version of Opus 130, which is still pretty experimental. It has 6 movements, the 5th of them a cavatina that moved even Beethoven himself to tears as he composed it. Thank you.